From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the notebook of project manager Jackie Ferrier, today's topic is the Parker Slough Trail. Over 20 miles of trails awaits your discovery on the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. Parker Slough Trail is located near the new refuge headquarters on 67th Place east of Sandridge Road. Views of Willapa Bay from this trail on top of the levee are impressive, especially at high tide. To the south, over 100 acres of lush pastures manage to benefit migrating waterfowl. Six subspecies of geese, including the coastal wintering population of dusky Canada goose, can be seen during the fall migration. To the north, over 200 acres of former pasture land is rapidly restoring to estuary now that it is no longer diked against the tides. Restored in 2018, this habitat is essential for migrating shorebirds and foraging juvenile seminoids. Red-tailed hawks, bald eagles, and other raptors roost on snags, and a variety of estuary-dependent birds, including great blue heron and many species of waterfowl, forage in the tidal-influenced waters. If you are looking for a new area to explore, the refuge has recently expanded the Parker Slough Trail. Now, you can not only hike across the southern boundary of Willapa Bay, you can hike up and over the hillside for an additional mile through a beautiful coastal forest. Parker Slough Trail also connects to the South Bay Trail at Tarlet, which can be accessed from 95th Street east of Sandridge Road. Hikers should know that from October the 1st through February 10th, a portion of the Parker Slough Trail is closed during waterfowl hunting season. To reduce disturbance to wildlife and habitat and make your viewing experience better, pets are not allowed on the refuge trails. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, this is Kit Fleming saying, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.